Everybody, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching it from. The entire market is getting whomped pretty much across the board. And there really isn't a major reason as to why that is happening right now. We'll talk a little bit about, I think, what's happening with the market, my overall thought process, especially following up from last week with the whole blockchain week consensus, all that stuff. Not the pump that a lot of people were hoping for, even the stability that people are hoping for. But there is some interesting news that's come out, and I think some positive news to look forward to in the near future here. Some nice things, as well as some negativity from the SEC, specifically the South Carolina division of the SEC, in regards to SHIPChain and their token, which has been rough news for a lot of SHIPChain holders out there, which some of you might be. So we'll dive into what that means. And then last, want to talk a little bit about just masternodes in general. I sent out a tweet the other day in regards to masternodes, basically saying, hey, show me your favorite masternodes. And I've been diving down a masternode research rabbit hole, and it's been interesting to say the least. There have been what looks like some interesting projects and some projects with absolutely zero differentiation whatsoever that look pretty, pretty scammy. So I want to talk a little bit about that and just my thought process as far as evaluating some of these masternodes goes, and if it's something that might be something you might want to evaluate, or if you are looking at it, kind of your thought process there in general. So like I said, the market right now itself, obviously not great. Bitcoin at a certain point today, within the last 2 hours or so, has broken through $8,000, below $8,000, and is right now sitting within $10 or so, according to on-chain FX, GDAX, all that stuff. Right now, the rest of the crypto market, with Bitcoin down about 5%, the rest of the market is for the most part down even further across the board. However, there really isn't any major news that has come out that's driving this sell-off, really just a lack of buy volume, a lack of volume across the board for a lot of these cryptocurrencies. It seems like a lack of interest too, but I don't want to say I'm completely bearish right now. I don't think that there's a lot of strong sides, signs to the upside, at least from a retail perspective. I think retail investors are really getting tired of the sideways movement, the sideways chop, and I think it is grinding a lot of people out, and you're going to see another round. I think we saw a round of capitulation between February and April, where a lot of people left the market between February and early April. I think we might be getting back to that point again. But I do believe that there is still a massive amount of institutional interest out there. And I don't want to say I'm waiting for the institutional interest, but I do think that there are a lot of smart people that are, there's kind of this whole contradictory movement right now, where there was a point in time where, you know, back from, let's say, September to early January, where the market, the valuations in the market just absolutely superseded the actual work that was going on. Yes, people are working, but in a lot of cases, people are simply raising money. Now, people have that money. They are, most people, hopefully, if they've raised money through an initial coin offering, through a token sale, they've raised that money and they're building out a team. They're actually building products and they're innovating and shipping product, which is a refreshing change. However, even if they're shipping product, it's not necessarily impacting the price because the greater market sell-off has not been super solid so far. But on a positive end, and this is not really short-term, doesn't have a massive impact short-term, but this is something that I know a lot of people have been looking for a competitor to Coinbase. And they've been hoping, hey, you know, Coinbase is not what I want, and it's we need some competition. Robinhood is obviously one of those, one of those teams, and I've personally spoken to the team at Robinhood. They reached out to me, so I got an opportunity to understand a little bit more about the roadmap. I'm excited to see what happens with Robinhood, but they're just not there yet. Circle, on the other hand, Circle, which everybody likes to say is owned by Goldman Sachs, it's not owned by Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is an investor, but it's backed by Goldman Sachs. But Circle, their Circle Invest product, is something that I think could potentially be a really solid game changer for entry-level investors. And what is this Circle Invest, and why could it potentially be a game changer? Well, if you check out this right now, you can get started with Circle Invest, investing in Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, and Litecoin. They've also added Monero and Zcash. And from what I understand, and I haven't actually used this yet, but from what I understand, it's similar to Robinhood, where you can't actually withdraw your crypto. You can basically just buy it and then buy it with cash and then sell it back for cash. So it's not really a fully functional wallet per se. You are entrusting Circle with custodianship. But one of the really interesting things and one of the cool things about this is if you're a person that's brand new to crypto, or if you're a grandpa or a grandma or whoever, and you just want exposure to the cryptocurrency space without having to worry about going to Coinbase and then sending your Bitcoin or sending your Ether to Binance and then trading, what you can do is Circle has created basically a buy now, buy all button that allows you to buy a weighted ETF, essentially. It's really an ETF that gives you access to Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Litecoin, Monero, and Zcash, weighted according to market capitalization. So I think that's hugely important, and it's going to be available in, I think, 47 states right now. So it's not something like Robinhood, which right now is only available in a few states. This is going to be available pretty much across the US. And if you are new, or if you know somebody who is new to cryptocurrency and they just want to start like with the most simple way to approach things, this very much might be it. I kind of think this could be huge. And yes, maybe, you know, there's obvious drawbacks to it. Personally, I am not going to use it because I am very much comfortable going to GDAX, buying on GDAX, moving that to Bittrex, moving that to Binance, moving that to whatever, and utilizing it in that manner. But if you are somebody who doesn't feel comfortable doing that, you just want exposure to the space, to the upside and the potential downside, as is today, then this could be a really, really solid option. So I'll link to this article. It is a TechCrunch article that details it. And there's ACH transfers are free. You can buy instantly below $10,000. Pretty nice stuff. Pretty good across the board. So I'm excited about this. And I think anybody who is interested in the space, I might try this out personally before I point anybody to it of my own friends and acquaintances. But I would definitely recommend doing some due diligence on this on your own, seeing if it's worth the time. If you are somebody that just wants a more passive investment rather than an actively managed one. Now, to some of the negative aspects of today. So this is something, this is an article on CoinDesk, but I did get a chance to read some of the SEC cease and desist letter here. But so the South Carolina Securities and Exchange, the South Carolina Attorney General's Office, the state's securities commissioner, basically ordered a cease and desist letter to ShipChain. And the reason that they did that was because they essentially solicited non-accredited United States investors. And this dropped the price 35% of ShipChain. It was down 40% or so. It's bounced a little bit. It's found a little bit of support here. But it's definitely not good news for ShipChain. And I do feel pretty bad for anybody that's invested in ShipChain or that participated in that ICO or did anything of, you know, really had money in ShipChain whatsoever. It was a pretty decent-sized market cap coin, 30, 40. I think it was about 20. Going back to it, at least over about 15 million. I'm looking at it right now. So on HitBTC, IDEX, but it was something that will pull it up right here. So the market cap within the past couple days has been sitting around $20 million, now down to about $11 million. So there's a good amount of people, and I've seen a good amount of people on Twitter that had a decent sized bag of ShipChain. And for the most part, pretty legitimate looking project. But the big thing there is, and I've mentioned this today too on Twitter, is that, and I've talked about this before as well, but they solicited U.S. investors. ShipChain solicited non-accredited U.S. investors. And I do think that if you can, I've said this before and I'll say this again, if you can invest nowadays, it happened in the past, it was fine in the past. Hopefully the SEC doesn't retroactively go after this. But if, and even if you're not in the United States, this is something to consider. If you are not in the United States, even I would consider this, because this could happen to you and your investment could lose 40% or 35% in 24 hours. But basically, if an ICO, if an initial coin offering is soliciting, is allowing non-accredited United States investors to participate in it, I would avoid that at essentially all costs. And the reason being is if you're in the US or if you're not in the US, that the SEC will likely go after even what look like pretty legitimate projects, and you can certainly get hurt 35-40% down. The market itself has moved pretty much exclusively to non-US investors, as well as to accredited US investors and institutions in the United States. I argued today, or I talked about today, that the accreditation standards in the US suck. I hate them. I'm personally not accredited. I am well capable of making my own investment decisions, as well as well capable enough of handling myself financially. But just because of the accreditation standards and my income variations and things like that, I'm not even accredited. So that's something that, you know, I would like to have the opportunity to invest where I so choose. And I think that my personal opportunities to do that are quite limited when it comes down to ICOs now, because of the accreditation standards within the US, either having $1 million in the bank, not including your house, or making $200,000 a year, I believe, for the past 2 years, verifiable through your accountant. So both of those things, right now, hopefully within the next year or two, I'll be in that position. But as of right now, not so much. So it is what it is. But I think that's something to consider as you look at some of these ICOs, is if they allow you to invest in the U.S. as non-accredited investor, I would stay away from it. And especially if you're external to the U.S., if you're foreign, if you're in Europe, if you're in Asia, wherever you might be, if you see that U.S. investors can invest in it, something to be wary about. Do a little bit more research, because even though you might be fine, the SEC might not be fine with it. And as you can see here, the SEC, or even the state of South Carolina's attorney general, can have some pretty negative impacts on the price of your cryptocurrency. Now, one of the last things that I want to talk about a little bit today, and this is something, so I'm not going to give a full explanation of masternodes whatsoever. I did tweet about this, and like I said before, I tweeted about it. Hey, show me your favorite masternodes. I got a ridiculous number of responses. I think like well over 300 responses. It was pretty nuts. Everything from Dash to some random ass coin that is like below 2 million market cap and who knows what it is. But I got responses all over the board. I checked out a lot of them. I appreciate everybody's responses on that tweet, and I'll link to the tweet too below. I know I'm not showing this in the video, but in the video description as well as in the podcast description, you'll be able to check out that tweet if you want to just look through that. Pretty crazy amount of responses if you want to check that out. But basically, masternodes, if you're not familiar with them, here's a beginner's guide from Blockonomy. You can check that out. But essentially, my thesis right now is that if the market goes sideways and or goes down for quite a bit of time, which is certainly possible, people are going to start looking elsewhere for returns in cryptocurrency. And I do think that if they start looking elsewhere, they're going to start looking even more so for passive income, the quote-unquote passive income within cryptocurrency, where essentially you are buying a masternode and you're buying the tokens to run a masternode, and then following that, you are earning some type of passive income, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, whatever it might be, and the income dependent upon a lot of things within the masternode space. But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, in some cases to myself, it might be worth having an allocation of 5 to 10% of my crypto portfolio, not my overall portfolio, but 5 to 10% of my crypto portfolio in this passive income earning, in a passive income earning mode, in case the market does continue to go sideways and or go down, because I think other people out there might be looking at this and might be saying, hey, I'm not making money trading, or I'm not just making money holding anymore. How else can I make money? How else can I get returns? Oh, these masternodes things seem pretty cool. I'm gonna check those out. And that's kind of it's a high level basic thesis right now, but I do think that there is a component of people that have gotten into the space within the past 6 months, within the past 8 months, that are now looking for other areas of return, and masternodes may or may not be it. So if you're not familiar too, I think there's a couple cool websites, masternodes.online and then masternodes.pro, but this one, masternodes.online, is one of my favorite ones right now, or at least just when I'm reading these tweets from everybody and I'm going through and I'm checking these out. But right now, according to this website, there are 304 different masternodes coins listed on masternodes.online, and they're all over the board. That's one of the interesting things that I've started to dive into this a little bit more and do a little bit more research, really. But they're all over the board, from Dash, which is the largest, most prominent masternode-based or cryptocurrency with a masternode, where number one, the market cap of Dash is pretty huge, but right now the value, the amount of money it would take you to acquire a Dash masternode, or the value of a Dash masternode, essentially $361,000. So that precludes a lot of people from investing in a Dash masternode. And then to that point as well, Lux, which is another one, shout out to Crypto Dale, my man, and Korean Jew and a couple other guys out there. But that as well is $100,000 to acquire a masternode. So you can check this out and kind of see the different volume. One thing that is interesting is the ROI, or the return on investment, of some of these masternodes. And when you look at them, they're at, in a lot of cases, very, very compelling in comparison to number one, traditional equity markets, traditional stock markets, but also in crypto, to receive some level of income. Now, the one thing you have to, and the one thing I'm looking at now is kind of talking to a couple different people and evaluating, is it worth exposure to one or two or three of these masternodes within my portfolio and sacrificing potential upside of these coins or of other coins for the ROI of a masternode. And obviously the price of a master, obviously the price of these coins can go up, can go down pretty significantly. How does the ROI, how does the actual kind of staking reward or masternode reward, how does that play into things? And do I think it's going to be a viable strategy? So I'm looking at that right now and trying to think. The one thing, as you're evaluating a lot of these and as you check this out, the thing that I've kind of seen is the higher the ROI, the scammier the token is. So you're kind of walking, in some cases, it seems like you might be walking a fine line between something like, you know, investing in a Dash masternode or in part of a Dash masternode and receiving basically receiving a conservative 7%, which is actually a lot of money. 7%, if you have $361,000 worth of Dash right now, you're basically making $25,000 a year in masternode rewards. I mean, that's pretty significant, but 7% outside or in crypto, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty small. But for some of these other assets, I mean, you might see something as significant as 40%, 80%, 1,000%. I mean, those are massive, massive returns that you got to take a step back and say, hey, what's the deal with this? Is this sustainable? Is it going to just drop down as more masternodes join, whatever it might be? So this is all something I'm looking at right now, but kind of from the overall thesis perspective of just people are going to be getting bored with the market if it goes sideways and down, and they're going to want profit elsewhere if they just can't make it trading and or holding. So they might look to masternodes, and if I acquire one, two, three that end up in a, there that might be a little bit smaller now but can grow, we'll have to see. It's something I'm evaluating at this point in time. Haven't really made a jump into it, but I am evaluating it. So I will definitely keep you guys in the loop on that. Outside of everything else, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you are new to the channel, subscribe, hit the notification bell. And if you enjoy the video, hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button. Helps to get this video out as much as possible. And if you are listening on the podcast, thanks a lot. As always, leave a rating, leave a review. Would really appreciate that. Take it easy, everybody. Crypto Bobby, signing out. Peace.